All right, Akutavach. We're up to Tzadi Zayin, Sif Gimel. The last two Seifim discussed the Chiyuvim on the Malva, that is a mitzvah saseh to lend, that was Sif Aleph, and Sif Beis. There was the Issa Lasiyalei Kenosha. And Miyat Hashem, tonight we're going to focus on the Chiyuvim of the Loiva. What the Loiva is supposed to be having in mind when he borrows the money and how he's supposed to be paying, etc. So we'll balance out a bit. Till now was the Malva, now we're going to discuss the Loiva. But before we do that, I would just like to revisit something we discussed last time about the Issa of Lasiyalei Kenosha. Actually, two Nakudas. One Nakuda is that. When I was saying over the Kesef HaKadoshim, so we had a Shaila, Pashas is only an Issa L'Asiyah L'Kenosha when the Loiv is an Ani. If the Loiv is not an Ani, then no Issa L'Asiyah L'Kenosha. And we discussed not only that, there's Pashas has to be that he doesn't have money to pay you back, so he's Dochuf, such as he has a halacha of an Ani, but he doesn't have the ability to pay you. And we were medayik in the Kesef HaKadoshim, that sounds like from his drasha, how he learned it up, that Ani Imcha, it sounds like as long as he's a non, even if he maybe has some money to pay, but there's still a Nisa L'Asiyah Kenosha. Now, we just made that dig, really, I was just bringing it out to Elam, it's really a kash in the Kesef HaKadoshim, because Lahalacha, I think we should learn the way the Mechaber brings it down, and that is that there's only an Issa K'she'ein Lo, when he doesn't have the ability to pay. If he'll have the ability to pay, even though if he still has the status of a Nani, Pashas, it won't be a L'Asiyah Lo Kenosha. It's a shtick of a kash in the Kesef HaKadoshim. Even the Kesef HaKadoshim himself starts handling later on with the Din Misajin. If I say if he has more than Misajin, he also holds that there's no Issa L'Asiyah Lo Kenosha, i.e. he's still a Nani. So we have to do something with his drasha, but lahalacha pashtis, even if he's a nani, you're fine, as long as he has ability to pay you. If he doesn't, that's when there's a nisa l'asiyalei kenosha. Okay, that's one nekuda. The second nekuda, someone raised in the shir last time, and I said I'll get back to it, and I never did. The shailu is, if the isa l'asiyalei kenosha is only limited to an ani, what would be if you have somebody who's a millionaire, let's say he has $5 million in his bank, but he owes you $5 million. So right now he's an usher. So he's sitting on $5 million. Will you have the Issa L'Asiyah L'Kenosha or not? Means, will you say, well, go bust him now. Right now he's an usher, so it's fine. Or no, since if I make this collection, if I carry through, I will make him into an ani. He'll be penniless if I'm finished with him. So Mamela, there would be an Issa L'Asiyah L'Kenosha. That would be the Chakira. The truth be told, that's how the Shoyal asked it. And the truth be told, the child al-Khair doesn't start off, because the way it's presented like that, I would say, well, right now he's an usher, so right now you have a right to collect from him. Why not? He's an usher. This is only by an ani. However, there's a halacha in Reish Nun Gimel in Yerideya.
So what about collecting $4 million?
Sorry?
What about collecting $4 million?
Okay, fine. So, but there's a halacha in Reish Nun Gimel, which L'Khaira bavons this whole shaila, puts it at rest, and that is, in Reish Nun Gimel says that if somebody has money, but his bottom line, he's at zero, or he's in the ani level, means he has money, but he owes just as much as he has, or he owes almost as much as he has. So his bottom line, if he'll make his books, you'll see that he really doesn't have money, he's still in the poverty level, so then he's considered an ani. So that shaila, what happens if he's an usher, but if I go ahead and I collect, I'll turn him into an ani, L'Khair is not negeya, because right now he's already an ani. If a guy has $5 million, but he owes $5 million, he's right now, even before he collects, he's an ani, because his bottom line is zero. He doesn't have money. He owes as much as he has. So mainly he's already an ani. So if he's already an ani, then you'll have the lava loyal seal like
an usher. I mean, this is, we're taking the fact that he has $1 million in the house worth of
okay, so we're going to the halachas of Misajin.
That
we're going to have to learn Yad Hashem Misajin. But I'm just talking about if it's in a situation where when I'll collect, or the amount of money, not only my chayv, he owes 10 people money. And if you collect, make a cheshen, all the people that he owes money to, you'll add it all up, you'll see that he owes it just about as much as he owns, above the Misajin level, so you see that he is an ani, because if the deducting all his chayvus, he's now dipped below that level, and now he's a nani, so there'll be a nisa.
What do I have to shtelzach on the side from the other baal chayvus? They said they're before me.
No, I'm not talking about who has din kadima. I was just addressing that shayla. I believe you asked the shayla if you're nosh and then turned down to a nani. I'm not sure, but the shayla was. Right now, are we donning him like a nosh or a nonis? I'm just saying, right now he's donned like he's a noni. Once he's a noni, so now we invoke the concept of losia lekanisha. Now you can't pester him. Now, yes, if he has 5 moon, just ask him for 4.5, and the mailer, you'll leave him some left over. That's fine. But you can't ask him for the whole 5 million. You're going to... And you can't pester him let's say he owes you even more than he has. He has 5 million, but he owes you 6. If you're going to pester him for the 6 million, you're causing him... Sorry, you're getting into Lasia Lekanoisha because you're nudging him for something that he doesn't have the ability to pay back. He is considered Eloi. He doesn't have the ability to pay you back. So yes, if you say, look, I understand you can't afford the whole 6 million, just give me 4 of it, fine. And if he has other Bali Chavis, it'll be a whole different halacha who has Din Kadima. Okay, but it's not for now. But it's a cute shayla, but the mice is, it's not Nugay, because he's already a noni now, so Mamili have a Lasia Lekanoisha now. No, I think without the Kesek Kedoshim. We're masking Losia Lekanoisha only by Anoni, not by Anoshe, right? But he's not Anoshe. He got 5 million, but if he owes 5 million, he has a din of Anoni. So now he's Anoni. Now he's Anoni, so you'll invoke Losia Lekanoisha if he doesn't have the ability to pay you back. You have to know how much should he have to pay you back. If what you're going to take from him will make him below the Mesadrin level, so then he cannot afford to pay you back. So then,
what was the
Oni
part?
Oni
as far as going into his house.
The Isa Lo is in the pasuk of Oni, right? It starts of Enkesa Tav Esam Es Oni Imach, and then says Lo Isa Lo Kenosha. So we discussed last time that according to most Paiskim, the Isa Lo Isa Lo Kenosha is only by an Oni, not by an Osha. So I'm saying that this person, even though he has a lot of money, but because if he owes so many people money as well, he already has a halacha of an Oni. He is a din of anani. Right now he is anani, even before I collect from him. So memela, I will go into the pasha, lasi lekanosha. Had he been anosha, I wouldn't have a problem lasi lekanosha. If anosha doesn't have money to pay me back, I could pest him day and night. He has a lot of real estate, but he just doesn't have the liquid to pay me back. I could nudge him crazy, because the is only by anani, not by anosha.
It's not like the Rambam.
Why not like the Rambam?
How old you do? No.
The Rambam is only by anani.
No.
I'm not sure. What are you reading from?
From the
Sosikosha. Right. But the Rama, when he brings down this halacha of us and Lingus, it's Haloiva, he says it's talking about Anani.
What's this?
That's Mashkin. It sounds like from you, you're talking about a case of Mashkin, right? This is Mashkin, and the Leikonis of Beisai. We discussed many, many Rishonim and Mavur that the Is is limited only to Anani. So I'm just telling that this person has a status already of Anani, Mameli Eva Loisia Leikonisha. Okay.
Is that a valid criteria? For example, a person has debts, mortgages, but they're not due at the same time.
I don't know. If they're not due, I wonder what halacha that would have. I'm not sure. One could argue that he's still. I might say he owes that money. So right now his bottom line is he owes a million, he has a million. So that million might not be due, but I might say it's borrowed money. The million that he has in his pocket is really borrowed money. It means, let's take a step before. He had 0 money in his pocket. He's an ani ve'evyan. He has nothing. He walks into the bank, takes out a $1 million mortgage. Why would the bank do it? I don't know, but that's the mitzvah, right? And now he walks out with $1 million in his pocket. And it's not due yet, so now he's an usher. He's a nani. He's the same money as a minute ago. He's a nani.
He pay it back in 20 years.
Yeah, I don't know if that makes a difference. I don't know if that makes a difference. Right now, he happens to be a nani. That's what
why
I would...
In theory,
the theory. Only thing is, in Reish Nun Gimel Grad in Yardei, it talks about that if a person... This we can make an argument, that if a person borrowed the money, has borrowed money, but with that borrowed money, he could generate income... And the formula over there was, the Maccabi used a formula that for every dollar I have, I could generate $3. But, I don't know, 300% profit. I don't know, but that's the way it was. So then we could argue, if he borrowed $1 million, not due yet, and so $1 million could turn into $3 million of profit, so maybe we could say that it's not an oni because he really has the potential of $3 million of profit in his hand, so he's not a noni. So maybe because of that, but at least that's what I'm saying. It might not be so much, but at least if the money is already due, let's talk about that case. If the money is already due, then he has already halakhic standards of a noni, and mainly you will have a din of loisi alei kanasha. Okay, let's start.
Nothing to do with the way he looks at the money. I can walk around saying, I have
$5 million,
Lisiya Lekanisha, nobody can punch me. I'll
look
like a king. And a
Chanish. No, I want to say Chanish. He's an Ani. I'm just saying that he's an Ani, that you have to be careful about Lisiya Lekanisha. But still, if he could share some of that $5 million with you, so he's Yeshla. Remember, you only have Lisiya Lekanisha if the guy, besides being an Ani, also doesn't have the ability to pay back. Or whatever you ask him. Let's say he doesn't have to be able to pay back everything, but he could pay back some of it. So just ask him for some of it. Don't ask him for the whole thing. I just want some payment. And if he could afford some payment, so there's no less yield of connoisseur, which is...
He could demand $4 million.
He could demand some, whatever, leaving him over enough. That's why I recommend this Eitzah all the time to people. When I always ask these shalos yield of connoisseur, besides what we discussed, he has to know that he's a nun in all the other heterim. The simple lechaira is, it just asks for some payment. Don't ask for the whole thing. You can go over the guy. Look, I don't know you, Matziv. You may not be able to afford, but pay me something. Unless you tell me the guy is so destitute, he can't even pay you anything. But if I'm asking for something, so I'm not nudging him. I'm nudging him for something that he could afford to pay me. So, mail is not let's see, like a notion.
But if he's an Ani, he can't do the mortgage.
He can't even do something?
He's an Ani in the book.
Mamish, and he can't do anything?
His debts are bigger than his, what's it, even if he's living,
I know,
even if he's able to pay his day-to-day.
I know, but let's say he has $5 million that's owed out. That just makes him an Ani, but he could pay me back. What is he doing with that $5 million? Pay me. No. I just said, let's see, like a notion is, you need him to be an Ani, and another tonight is he has to be Ein Loi Lefraya. To Tanoim. I'm just saying that we now could establish that he's considered an Ani because his bottom line is zero. But now, Yesh Lei Lefroya, he's an Ani, but if it's Yesh Lei Lefroya, I have a right to ask him. If he's sitting on $5 million, buddy, pay me. You need some left over, so pay me 4.9. Pay me.
Even if he's an Ani.
Even if he's an Ani. An Ani is only Nisa if he doesn't have the ability to pay you. If he has the ability to pay you, even if he's an Ani, but there's no let's see, like a Nisha. Right? The Machabi says, also Lingus, it's a Lei Lefroya, because she a she ain't like, but if he has, Avada, he didn't know Lisiya Lekanisha. So that's all you're asking. You're just asking, pay me something. That's all. So that's not a problem. All right. Fine. Let's really, tonight really we're supposed to be focusing on the flip side of the coin, which is the Isurim on the Loiva, and how he's supposed to go towards having a, taking out Hava and what his Achrayis is. Okay, let's see the Machabes of Gimel. Also, l'loiva lichbeish mamin chaverai. It is an issa for a loiva to be kovish mamin chaverai. He borrowed money, he owes the money, it's payback time, he has to pay back. He has an issa to hold, withhold payment. Now, how does he tell the guy, he tells the mava, and you've heard this before, v'loi malein, he tells the mava, leich v'shoiv, go and come back, umacha etain, and tomorrow I'll pay you. V'yeshita, but he really has the ability right now to pay. He has the money with him to pay. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, in Perikei, leich v'shoiv umacha etain v'yeshita. Alright, it's the Medirei Kabbalah. But means basically what he's doing is delaying payment. He tries to not answer phones. He tries to drag, oh, I'm coming, I'll be there, I'll get there. We've heard all these type of excuses. And that's forbidden for Loiva to do. He's not even being kovish to kov. He's mitzi owes it, and he's going to pay, just not now. The due date is now, and he's not paying now. There's an issa, it's also a Loiva to do that, because of an issa, what the Machaber brings down is leich v'shoiv v'mocha etein v'yeshitai. All right. This issa, like I said, is Medivrei Kabbalah. It's not a pasuk in the Torah, it's a pasuk in Mishlei. So it's, one could argue maybe it's only the Rabbanan. This issa we find somewhere else. We find it by Schiris Poyolim. And the concept of Baal Tolin, we know you have to pay a poll, but Yom Yititin Skarai, and in now let a Baal Tolin, you now let a withhold a payment for a night or a day, the Oina, and there's an issa of Baal Tolin. There are exceptions to the issa of Baal Tolin, I'm not going to go through it now. We would discuss Baal Tolin, but I'll give you just one simple exception, is he sent a shliach. If I didn't hire the guy directly, I sent a shliach to hire him, there's a Xeris HaKosif, or maybe Makhlek is showing him what this time is, but I have no dinim of Baal Tolin and no dinim of Yom Yititin Skarai. Does that mean I could just ignore my payal, never pay him? He wants collection tomorrow, the next day? So Gemara says, no. There's still an issa medivrei Kabbalah, it's an issa derabbanan medivrei Kabbalah, this pasuk in Mishnah of But the Gemara calls Bal Tisha. Don't delay. Where's Shtei Bal Tisha? Yeah, Shtei Bal Tisha in the Pasuk. Leich v'shoiv umocha etein v'yesh itay. There's an Issa medivrei Kabbalah. And that's an Issa by Skiris Balaam. So you see, even though you don't have the derises, you still can't delay payment. All right. I want to bring out another halacha. If he's maskim, he's maskim. But you really, you should have been maskim lechatchila when you hired him.
Why can't you do that by ribis?
What do you mean by ribis?
They agree to pay and accept ribis.
No, that's a gzeiris hakos. Toyo asks ribis even if both parties are maskim. In fact, correct. And that's an issa on the malva and on the loiva. But baltolin, if the poel is maskim, there's no issa baltolin. However, I should tell you, there's a zoya and a zalat that if you told him you're paying him, but you didn't make up any time, and you're supposed to be paying him now.
Baltolin is also deraisa.
Right, it's deraisa, but it's a different deraisa. But deraisa over there doesn't say that you can't be maskim, because by Rivet says mefurish, it's issa on the loiva and on the malva. By baltolin, there's no issa on the poel, there's only issa on the employer not to withhold payment, not to delay payment. And nevertheless, the Zohar says that if it comes time to pay your poel, and you tell him, oh, I don't have money, diman, I'll pay you a little or whatever, diman, I'll get you tomorrow. And he says, sure, no problem. The Zohar says, don't do that. You're playing with fire. You make sure to pay him on time anyway, even if he gives you a mechila. All right, but that's not for now.
Was the criterion that both have to be under the same issa?
By ribis, both the malva and the loiva oiva, and there's an issa, even if it's agreed upon, the katchila, there's still an in fact, the issa ribis is midaraisa only when it's agreed upon initially. That's ribis ketusa. If it wouldn't be agreed upon, it might only be ribis derabonon. But the issa in the Torah is when it's agreed upon. But by tolan, it's not like that. Now, in this case of a shliach, I hired him with a shliach, so I'm not oiva bal tolan. So I'm only oiva, quote unquote, bal tisha. Don't delay, this issa of leich v'shoiv. What happens, Zok Taisis, the Amoraim used to be Makbet, they used to hire Poilim through a Shliach because they were scared they're going to get into a matz of a Baal Tolan and Yom Titin Skari. Frak Taisis, who cares? You still have a Nisa Baal Tisha. So you won't have Baal Tolan, but the Amoraim don't care about a Nisa Baal Tisha. Come on. Of course they care. So what's Pshat? What are they trying to Fadin? Zok Taisis, that what happens if the employer is very busy now? He's in the middle of doing something, but he's really not just a drakeup. He's really very busy right now, and he can't deal with making cheshbonos, so he can't deal with handling to pay the poel. So Taisus, if he's turid ba'asakov, he's not going to be over the issa bal tisha. Had there been a dinner b'yomei titin skari and bal tolim, which is an issa daraisa, there's no way out. You're going to be over, you could be busy, busy, busy. Tough luck. You got to drop what you're doing and pay your poel. But since the is only bal tisha, not to dray the guy, not to leich v'shoiv, not to push it off, and you're very busy, so you're not pushing him off, you just don't have the time right now to deal with it, you're not going to be over bal tisha, and that's why the Marim were makbet to hire poelim through a shliach. And as Isaac Gapaskin in Shin Lam attests that if you are very busy, you're tired by asakov, you are not over bal tisha. I saw an Achron who wanted Taina, or Bezoi, hey, Gevaldik. If now I know, and it's Paschal and brought down the Mechab and Shulamates, that if you're busy, tired by Asakov, you're not over Baal Tisha, and if the Issa of the Leiva to withhold payment is only Baal Tisha, Zakt is Achron, it's the same thing. So if the Leiva is very busy now, he doesn't have time to pay the Malva, he doesn't have to pay the Malva. He could wait tomorrow, the next day.
The Lav Baal Tisha, what happens if he tells him, we will come to you? The Leif will show you if you're draining your cup. You tell him, I'm going to come to you in 3 days, I'll bring it to you.
Still, but I want it now. It's still about Tisha.
But it's not the Pasuk Leif
Vishoy. It is. The Leif Vishoy is just an example. It means you're delaying payment. So you're delaying payment. It's still in its about Tisha. But this Achron wanted to Taina that just like by Baal Tolim, when we find this Issa of Baal Tisha, if you're tired by Sokov, you're not over Baal Tisha, so maybe by Havah the same thing, a loivo is very busy, will not be over this Baal Tisha, and he could delay payment. That's what he wanted to Taina. So I would like to argue with this Arkan, and I'm going to explain to you why, and it's very geshmak here. We're going to bring out a lot of svaris here. It means he holds that if you're not Mechavin Litchos, you're not over Baal Tisha, even by Havah. Because he learned that the whole issa that the loiva has not to delay payment is only al this bal tisha. And I'm going to show you that's not true. There's an issa on the loiva, many isurim possibly on the loiva to withhold payment besides the issa of bal tisha. First of all, kaidim kol is a machaber later on, we'll see in Sif Tezvav, that is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah on every loiva. Prius b'chayiv mitzvah. To pay back a malva is a mitzvah. Prius b'chayiv mitzvah. How do we know Prius Balchayv Mitzvah? It's a Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi says, because Hin Tzedek, I told you I'm going to pay back on Thursday, I got to pay it back on Thursday, I can't delay. But Rashi could be even Pashas, it's a Daraisa. According to the Ramban, it's a different issa. The issa is because the pasuk, when it talks about taking a mashkin, it says ve'ish asher ata noishe boy will stand outside, and you're going to give him, bring him a mashkin for payment to make sure you secure the debt. So you see that you have a chiv. The lev has a chiv to make sure to satisfy the malva in terms of payment. So either it's out hin tzedek or it's out ve'ish asher ata noishe boy. Either way, it pashes. It's a deraisa. There's a deraisa of prius balchayv mitzvah. A lev who tells the malva, I'm going to pay you tomorrow, is over an issa deraisa of prius balchayv mitzvah. Pashas, it's an issa deraisa. Say pashas because someone say hin tzedek is only a smakta because we dash from something else. Maybe it's only derabanan. But the bottom line is, there's a Gemara Mefreshes Prius Balchayv Mitzvah, it's a Gabaskin, the Shulchan Aruch, and Sifta as well over here. Prius Balchayv Mitzvah, a guy who delays payment is Ivan Issa of Prius Balchayv Mitzvah.
Oh.
So that mitzvah, he's being over that mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to put on tefillin. If he doesn't put on tefillin, he's being over that mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. Sorry? So right now he's been delaying that mitzvah. Yeah, but Prius Balchayv Mitzvah is I made up to pay now. So if you tell me it's still the day of payment, it's the 30th day, I made up, I'll pay on Thursday, and it's still Thursday. Okay, so fine. So I maybe have the whole day to pay you. But if it's already Friday, that's it. I was over. I told you I'm paying back Thursday, it's not Thursday. So it's a hint tzedek. I blew it. I was over a hint tzedek. He has a right to collect from me Thursday, and I'm telling him, no, come back Friday. That's it's an issa deraisa of Prius Balchayv Mitzvah.
Once he missed the due day,
he's over that issa. He's constantly hint tzedek, so he's constantly making it worse and worse and worse. I don't know if it's every second you have an issa, you just blew that issa. I don't know if it's one time or many times, but you're ready over that issa. I made up hint tzedek. I told you I'm paying back Thursday, and I didn't pay you back Thursday. I said whenever the day in we agreed upon. If I don't pay up that day, there's an issa. Prius Balchayv Mitzvah, Gufa Rashi says, it's because of hint tzedek. So if it's al tim tzedek, or vishach, I'm going with either pshat, this one or that one. So now, and it's medug like that in the Rav HaMagid. The Rav HaMagid on this Rambam, when the Rambam says it's halacha, also l'loive, look which monk haver, the Rav HaMagid said, by a loive it's poshit. What's his lashon? The isa haloive poshit. And then says, v'oid, we find by skiris pailim also a bal tisha. The Rambam that he said, and it's just a bito, it's an expression, he chapped on a posik, that's how people dray a cup from paying. But it's not to say that the issi here is only al tzlek v'shoiv, avad that the issi is al tzpris malchoiv mitzvah, that we know. But how did the guy dray a cup? By saying lech v'shoiv. So he got has the priest malchoiv mitzvah, and on top for icing, he also has lech v'shoiv and issa derabonin. But avad he has an issa deraisa, priest malchoiv mitzvah. I by schir is poilim. By Skiris Pailim, we see not like that. By Skiris Pailim, it only says that's Lake Vashoiv. Why doesn't Skiris Pailim also have a Issa of Priest Balchayv Mitzvah? And you see, by Skiris Pailim, if the guy is busy, he doesn't even have a Lake Vashoiv. Why am I to Priest Balchayv Mitzvah? So, Kalkuk, you have to say, it's Mukuk from here, you have to say that Priest Balchayv Mitzvah wasn't said by Skiris Pailim, it was only said by Halva. And I'll explain to you why. I suggest why. First of all, if it's Altin Tzedek, so Hin Tzedek is I made up, I'm paying you Thursday, and now it's Friday. So now I'm over in Issa. By Skiris Pailim, I didn't make up when I'm going to pay you. Pasha, that's a normal case. Baltolin and Biyam Tizgar is without any making up. Whenever he finishes a job, at that point, you got to pay him. So I didn't make up. I'm not even hint tzedek. Maybe if I never pay him, I'll refuse to ever pay him. Maybe then you'll get me hint tzedek. I said I'm going to pay, and I didn't pay. But if I didn't tell you when I'm going to pay, so just because I didn't pay that day, I'm not going to be over my hint tzedek. And if you learn like the Ramban, I think it's even more pasha. The Ramban says it's also Vishra Shatan Noishabai, which is a pasuk said by Havah. So therefore, the Issa of Prius Balchayv Mitzvah is only said by Havah. And Baruch Hashem, I found Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shurim, in Ksubis, Ois Shin Yod Beis, he suggests that. He said, if the Tzvar Zal Tvish HaShatan Noishaboy, it's only going to be by Havah, and not by Skiris Pailim. You have to say something, because you see in the Gemara, Lechayr, by Skiris Pailim, there's no dinner, Prius Balchayv Mitzvah. Otherwise, why is it only about Tisha? So Grad, I found the grip that's on the Resag, Rav Perlau, he got the, if you want to look it up, you can see it's on Asechav Beis, Amud 319 and 320. He also asked the Kasha, what happened to Prius Balchayv Mitzvah by Schiris Poyalim? and he mutches, and at the end he says, maybe priest Malkoich mitzvah is only the Rabbanon. And my mail is not such a kasher. Your Gemara kept on one the Rabbanon of Baal Tisha, but then Gemara could have kept on the other the Rabbanon, just chose this the Rabbanon. It's chosim and seif, it's not mashu like that, and then we know that Baal Tisha, we have a heta of being torred by Sokov, so you don't have to pay. But we don't find by priest Malkoich mitzvah you have that heta.
What if the agreement is that he must pay the skiris on Friday?
And Enochanami, I rather would suggest that if to make up by skiris poilum that you have to pay at a certain point, date, I think Enochanami will be over priest Malkoich mitzvah too, like Rashi. If it's Atzin Tzedek, I think he'll be over too.
Does that also have to go into
So I was masupik about that. I'm noita. I don't have a right to this, but I'm noita. Even by stamavah lamed yoim, you'll still be over the hinsedik if you don't pay by lamed yoim. Because hayoy stamavah is lamed yoim. So it's as if we made up lamed yoim. So if I don't pay on lamed yoim, so I was over my hinsedik.
It's not me that made it up.
It is me. When I take out avah and I don't specify any other time of payment, then I and you know that it's lamed yoim because that's stamavah is lamed yoim. So it's as if we. It's implicit, if not explicit. No, skiris poilim. I don't have to. Skiris poilim is not true. Skiris poilim. There's no stam skiris poilim. Skiris poilim is a new din that there's a halakha b'yemet titan skarik. No, but it's not. But it's not that
is. When a poil is hired, he expects to be paid b'yemet
titan skarik. Grada, there are more halakhas so much of b'yemet titan skarik. You need to have a tzviya. There are many halakhas. Let's say he was not tevea. So I'm not over b'yemet titan skarik about talan. Now, do I have to pay him today? No, I don't have to pay him today. I never made up I'm going to pay him today. Why should I have to pay him today for? I can't drain a cup. I'll be over Baal Tisha. But you want him to have a chiv? Was there a contractual obligation to pay him today? No, I have to pay him if he finishes Malacha. When? Sometime from when he finishes Malacha till you might send the Sheikh. I don't know, till. I never made up now. It's not Stamskri's Pailim is B'yaymai. There had to be an issa deraisa b'yomei titan skari, but stam of us lamed yom is as if we made up lamed yom. In a chem, it's not explicit, but it's implicit. I could argue. I'm not sure, but I could argue that you will be over hin tzedek. I could argue. Okay, but at least in the norma of when you do make up, then you will be over hin tzedek. It's priest Baal Chayv Mitzvah.
You have to make up. You have to minig ha-makom.
The minig ha-makom is takas tam hava as lam ha-jayim. That's, I mean, it's not minig ha-makom. It's a minig ha-makom, right?
You have a day worker, a week worker, a monthly worker.
Yeah, no, but not everybody. Some pay Thursday, some pay Friday, some pay the following Monday, some pay the following Thursday. Around here in businesses, so you see that it's not good. So maybe after you get past that minig, maybe then you'll have this dinner priest Baal Chayv Mitzvah. If we say that when it's implicit, you'll also have this dinner priest Baal Chayv Mitzvah. Maybe an economy, but I'm just saying that the normal case of Baal Tisha is I don't pay him that day, that same day, and I got out of my b'yomei tinskar because I made a shliach. But if I don't pay him that same day, I'm like the Baal Tisha. What happened to priest Baal Chayv Mitzvah? There is no priest Baal Chayv Mitzvah because it's not alva, so you don't have a ish ashata noishavai, and we never made up, so you don't have him tzedek. So there's no dinner priest.
Why is
he in tzedek?
You tell a guy I'm hiring.
But I never made. I'm hiring him, but I never told him when I'm going to pay him. I'm hiring him, and I'm going to pay you $100. When? We didn't say.
But the minig ha-makom determines that.
So I have to pay sometimes. If the minig ha-makom is sometimes if I finish till a week, till you send me a bill, 2 weeks, till whatever it is, right? So during that window, when my ever priest Baal Chayv Mitzvah, no. But by Baal Tisha, you're over right away. Because
every hour he comes, he wants to get paid. You have to pay him?
As Baal Tisha, yes. Once he finishes, you have to pay him already. Not every hour. No, if I make up, but like a...
He's a person who works, he's got a job.
Right, whatever it is. Let's say he's a weekly job. So you pay him by the week. Fine, so you pay by the week. So if he finishes his employment unit called the week, now you have to pay him. But when? Starting from when he finishes the week, as Sanskrit Mishnah is Alalibasoif, till when? How much do I have? Zakta Pasak, Baal Tisha, you have to pay him right away. Don't delay. Without Baal Tisha, I'll pay him tomorrow. I know many businesses don't pay that same day, they pay the next day, they pay the third, they pay the following Monday. But Baal Tisha is Baal Tisha. No, don't delay. Pay him now. He asked for it now, you can't delay. But a priest Baal Chayv Mitzvah, you're not going to have. Now, truth be told, I did find Achrayim. There's a Chuvis Rav Paulim in Chelik Dal Chayish Mishpat Simin Zayin, who he names on for Apashtes that there is a din of priest Baal Chayv Mitzvah even by Skiris Poilim. I would like to argue with him, and I hold. I mean, this from here it's Mukach. It's not what he's saying is not correct. But but where is he coming from? L'chayah, how does the Paspa Eskiris play on him? So Grada Lishitase, he goes in that shuva, he holds that Priest Balchayim mitzvahs for a third reason, not like the Rishayim, not like Rashi, not like the Ramban. He has a new din coming from Radvaz, which maybe later on we'll see when we do Priest Balchayim mitzvah, that it's al Tveheshev Hitzakzela, and we learn that all payments somehow, Mamatino from Veheshev Hitzakzela, I'm not sure how you do that, but that's how you do it. Mamela, yo, so Veheshev works for Hava, works for Bepayalim, works for anytime you owe money, Mazik, anytime you owe money, you have a Chi Veheshev Hitzakzela. Mele, you got to pay, and that's where your priest Balkoiv mitzvah comes from. And Mele, who didn't create his pilot? Yeah, if you learn how to age, somebody can make a moment. You know, I am asking him, yes, and the Chayyus, if you can learn it to Avod, you can learn to create his pilot. But the Rishonim don't say that. The Rishonim say it's al Tzin Tzedek, or because of Vishashat Neshavai. And Mele, the Rishonim, there wouldn't be a dinner, priest Balkoiv mitzvah, by his pilot. And Mele, getting back to our Shiloh, by Skiris Poelim, if you're busy, you don't have to pay because you don't have Baal Tishah. You're not draining the guy. You just don't have the time to pay him. It's a Metzias. You're not trying to push him off. But by Hava, you still have this Issa of Priest Baal Kai Mitzvah. So Mamele, you got to pay right away, even if you're busy. Tough luck.
Matzis Tzachar doesn't take place. Matzis Tzachar Tishah Baal Sisa isn't on every minute. You told the guy you're going to pay him the cash, you're busy. Who cares?
Right. By where? By Iskiris Pailim?
Yeah.
But I didn't tell him when. I'm going to pay him, so I'll pay him. I'll pay him tomorrow. Why do I have to pay him now? Only Hal Tzbal Tisha. Don't delay. But I never told him paying this minute. But Priest Baal Chayv, where you have a Chayv, where you make up a time of payment, if you don't pay at that time. And that's what Rashi. Rashi came from Hintzedek. I want to go with. Okay, fine. That's what I'm telling you. If you look in the Rabban Magid, the Machab is not saying it's also because of Leich Veshayv. Maran is saying also the Levdek Mishum Kaveir Mishum Ha'isa of Leich Veshayv. He says it's also to say Leich Veshayv. Why? So the Rabban Magid by Aloyve it's Poshit. By Schiyas Pailim we also find Leich Veshayv, but by Aloyve it's even without Leich Veshayv. That's Priest Baal Chayv Mitzvah. It's Mufush Halacha later on. It's if there's Vav. If it's Zuh, all this Kibbutum are still. It's due. He already finished his malachas. Now it's besayf. It's already due. I just didn't say when, but it's already due. He already could be today the money. It's already due. All right. Now I'm going to bring you more svaris.
The mitzvah of Priyas Chayiv is if a guy has or doesn't have the raisa of what do you call it?
Yes, I saw someone once to say maybe it pashas is only if he has. If he doesn't have, what should he do? You see his einus. What should he do? He's einus. He has to put on tefillin, but he doesn't have tefillin. So what should he do? He's a ninus. So he can't be an oiva. He can't be oiva. All right. I want to share with you another svara, and we will hopefully go into the svara a little more, and that is, by Schiris Poyalim, I didn't borrow his time, I didn't borrow his service. We made a purchase, like it's as if I bought something from him, I bought his Maisi Adayim. He provided a service, and I said, I'm going to pay him for that service. So I have an Issa Baal Tishah, but by Yisoid, you'll see what I'm saying, by Yisoid, there's no difference today or paying him tomorrow. By Halva, I took his money, and he gave his money only for 30 days. I have no right to hold on to his money for 30 for his day. He only gave it to me for 30 days. Any time I hold on to his money more than what he gave it to me for, I'm like a gatlin. I'm holding it more than the time he gave it to me for. So it could be b'yisayda even me'ein and issa gezel. And that's, I can't tell him, oh, well, I'm busy now, come back tomorrow. No, you got to drop what you're doing. You have no right to hold on to someone's money for more than the time he gave it to you. He only allowed you for the 30 days, not for 31 days. Avada, that dollar that he gave me was lehitzah nitna. But the underlying value in that dollar, he gave me permission to use his value, his equity, to use that dollar's worth for 30 days, not for 31 days.
Of course, Abusa cannot be gazel.
So we're going to see Baal, you're going to see it's going to be gazel. We'll see. Okay, let's. There's a Bach. There's a Bach in the end of Simon Lamed Ches, who says that if a malv is teveya from a loiva, and the loiva delays paying him, so the Bach is lashon his who bechlal gezel, but he's late too. The after day moment begramasa, he caused the malva hefsed by withholding payment. Because if he paid him on time, the malva could have taken that money and done something with that money. So the loiva is being gurim the malva. All the hefsedim coming out that the malva lost out by not having his money, and he says who bechlal gezel. What?
The gemach wouldn't happen.
Why? The Gemach has all the mitzvahs. Sorry?
Mitzvahs.
Yeah, they have all their mitzvahs. I don't know, you're delaying, the Baal HaGemach wants to come out with mitzvahs, and now you're being mafsed him a hain rav, all his mitzvahs that he could be lending out, the next guy money.
The mitzvah he has a few.
I'm not so sure. Okay, I hear. Right. But that's a din, because of course of Vah, but since it came to me, Bershu, so it's a whole debate. I'm allowed to be mafkiya the Vah. It works the other way. If I'm now allowed to be mafkiya, then if I am mafkiya, then I'm a gazlan. But if I have a right to be mafkiya, so my mele, the whole thing doesn't start. It's not a problem. All right. We'll go. There's a Nesivis, another Raya. Nesivis in Ayin Dalet, the end of Sivkon Aleph, says the following. He says that if the Leivit, let's say, is at work and he has the payment at home, Bezin is Koifin Oisai, to go home and take the money and pay up his malva right now. That is, if Bezin can't break into his house, so that they enter his house without him being there. If they could, so they'll take the money without him there. But if they need him to get the money, they could force him, beat him up, force him, take him, schlep into his house, take the money, and pay him back. That's one. The Nesivis continues. Unless that he's tarred by Sokov, not Stam, that if he's going to leave what he's doing right now, he's going to have a hefsid. So then he says Bezin doesn't do it, because there's a concept of loiva when he has to pay. There's a halacha called Zayli Nixay. If in order for him to pay back, he has to liquidate his assets, and he's going to lose out on it because everyone's going to know he's desperate. He's making these short sales, and everyone's not going to fire sales, and they're not going to pay him the proper amount for his land. So Bezin gives him Lamajoy, so he shouldn't take a hefsid out of it. So the Nesivis makes a tushel. If you see that Bezin doesn't force, gives a time Lamajoy to be able to sell assets, so too we'll give him Lamajoy, so to speak, if that's what he needs to avoid a hefsid in causing him to pay back. But if he doesn't have a hefsid, even though he's busy right now, tough. We take him, we schlep him, and we make him pay. So Fushan Nesivis, yes, we'll make him pay, even though he's tarred by Saka, provided he doesn't have any hefsidim.
So why should hefsid be a heter?
I'm telling you why, because there's a concept, you see by Zayli Nixay as well, there's a concept that if a loiva, you have to be masbri, but if a loiva is going to attack a hefsid, he doesn't have a chiv to pay back the malva if he has a hefsid himself. More means he has to pay back. If he holds $100, he has to pay the $100. But if him to pay the $100, he has to spend another $100 paying back the first $100, means he has to spend $200 to pay the $100 that he doesn't have to do.
Yeah, but that's
so Zayli Nixe is like that. I'm causing him to more. So okay, but that's a halacha already. Fine. So we'll have to be mazir, but let's man the pollock, priest bakhoiv is a mitzvah, it's a fushalok, and let's man the pollock, zaylin nixay, we give him lamid yad. So both halakas are fine. Now, you want to need a hezbollah, so if I say it's an exception to the priest bakhoiv mitzvah, because he's not mukhoiv to do that. Priest bakhoiv mitzvah is you mukhoiv to carry through with whatever you mukhoiv to do. But if you're not mukhoiv to take a loss, so then you don't have the mitzvah, priest bakhoiv, in that matzah. There's a ktsais. The ktsais says, which is meaning lini baisinin, the ktsais says, so what happens if the guy says, I only want to pay you back tomorrow. And what's the pay back today, tomorrow, the hefsid that the malva will have is considered pachas mishavar pruta. Means he really can't use this money today till tomorrow and make a shavar pruta's worth of profit. And we have a concept, Bezin is not yored l'nechosev or dan on something with pachas mishavar pruta. So will Bezin get involved and force the guy to pay today? Or is it not pay tomorrow? Because from today tomorrow, it's really only a loss of a pachas mishavar pruta. Zakhtar Tzoyis, Bezin will force the guy to pay him right now. It's a hefsid, a pachas. No, it's not a hefsid. Right now, the chayv is $100. It's a tefiyah $100. It's a davar chashuv. It's more than a shavar pruta. So we force him to pay now, even though delay is insignificant, tough. We force him to pay today. You can look it up. It's a klais in Ein Gimel Sif Katan Beis. All right. Bottom line is, Rabbi Yisai, is that Avad over here, you're mechuyev to stop what you're doing, unless you mamish have a hefsid, like the Nesiva says. Otherwise, mechuyev to stop what you're doing. You have a mitzvah priest, b'chayv mitzvah. And go out on top of that, yes, you lose have a leg for shoy, but b'etzim you have an issa deraisa. I'll share with the Olam another issa deraisa. We might have a few issa deraisa if a leva doesn't pay on time. Another issa deraisa, there's a Ruach Chaim. The Ruach Chaim is machadish, a blitz chedish. In a million years, I would never guess this one. There's a pasuk in the Torah that kol almana v'yosam lo yisa'anun. You can't be ma'ana, an almana, and a yosam. He brings out a mechilta, granted, so like some is a machlekes, we'll see in mechilta, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, but he brings out Rabbi Shmuel in the mechilta that says, he dashes to the pasuk that the isa lo yisa'anun is not just on an almana v'yosam, like you might think. No, it's an isa across the board on everybody. Rashi really on Alatayr is much more like that. Slav Davka Amon of Yosem, it's on everybody. You have an Issa of Amon of Yosem Lo Yisa'anan. Then he continues, and he said, what's considered an Ini? What's considered you're afflicting this Amon of Yosem? He marshals a Medrash. Actually, it's two different Medrashim. I couldn't find the one he taken, so I'm not sure which one he means. But there's two Medrashim. One Medrash is that there was a certain Amora, a Tana, who was dashing a base Medrash, Amon of Yosem Lo Yisa'anun. And Amona heard the drasha, so she came in right away to get something. We asked him if he needed his help or something, and he told her, come back tomorrow. She said, Rebbe Levin, I wouldn't have come right now, but you just dashed into Amona v'yotzim l'esanin, and I'm an Amona. You can't tell me to come back tomorrow. He said, you're right, and he stopped what he's doing, and he attended to her needs. You see from there that telling an Amona, I'll take care of you tomorrow, is an Issa Amona v'yasam loisanon. That's considered an inui, a deraisa, to push off a day. There's even a more of us to imagine that's Pashat the Medrash he was referring to. It's Nog by the Asara Rugi Malchus. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel was Hailech Lariga. And Rabbi Shimon turns to Rabbi Shmuel and he says, I don't understand why, tell me, explain to me, Rabbi Shmuel, explain to me, Rabbi, explain to me, why am I chayiv Misa? Why do I deserve this punishment? So Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Shimon, you're a Nasi. People come to you, ask you shaylas. Did anyone ever ask you a shayla and you delayed answering the person till you finished what you were drinking? Or till you finished tying your shoes? Or till you finished putting on your jacket? So he said, yes. Nichamtoni, I understand now why I'm hoylech lemisa. So you see over there, the delay, and many of Masham, many Achreinim who say that's why it's very scary to delay answering Shailas. But you see that delay, I'm sure we can't learn out, that means that's Mamish Lefnim Meshur Sadin, it's Tanoim Asar Aruge Malchus. But you see, delaying is part of Lois Anun. So Mamel Zokter Ruach Chaim, a loiva who doesn't pay the Malver on time. The Malver said, I want payment now. And the loiva said, I'll pay you in an hour. I'll pay you tomorrow. Zokter Ruach Chaim is even Issa the rice of Almona v'yosem lois anon. That's the Ruach Chaim. A blitz chiddush. Then he's Moisif, and he says, L'chol apachis, well, it looks like he's vacillating a bit, L'chol apachis, if the Malv is Taka and Almona or Yosem, or if he calls again, if he's a Talmud Chacham, that by being goyim him to come back, you drain the cup, you've been goyim an oven gadol of bittul Torah, his bittul Torah, and it's a zelusa derabban and oiva vayan such a mensch. But he says, certainly if the Malv is an Amon or Yosem, if you delay such a payment, you're oiva nisa deraisa.
That would certainly apply to Gemach, for sure, to Gemach.
Why?
Make a late.
I don't know if the Gemach is an Amana or Yasam, but he first named on that even without Amana. Now, truth be told.
Again, if you bring it to him, so all these things evidently.
No, you're still causing him you're causing him a Torah. No, you're causing him an affliction. Right now, he wants payment now, and you're draining him a cup. I'm coming tomorrow. I want it now. I want it tomorrow. I want it now. You're draining him a cup, so you're being ma'an to him. When Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel is going to answer the shul, he told the shul, I'm coming back. No, the shul was waiting there, and he was taking a little more coffee, whatever. He had finished his drink, and he's going to answer. It was Lois Anon. He understands why he was Hailech Lamisa. All right. Now, truth be told, it's a blitz chiddush. It's coming. He's coming from Rashi, but the Rambam Sayin Sefer Mitzvahs in Reish Nun Vav Sayin Huchas Deis Perek Vav Alacha Yud the Chinuch of Mitzvahs Hamachay is Mashma that the Yisrael Amon of Yosem Leisanon is limited only to Amon of Yosem and not all over. So Mameila, if the Malv is not Amon of Yosem Pashid, you will not be over this Issa. Nishna Adem, even Rashi Ala Torah who says it's learned out from here from the extra Joshes to all people. However, even in Rashi, there's a machloikis achroinim. Some achroinim, like the Amud Shlomer, which is Mashal and the Dina Dechaye, and the Loisa Ches, and the Smag, they suggest that even in Rashi, they entertain in Rashi, that even Rashi only meant that it's not out kol odom, which is Teshushe Koyach, like an Oman of Yosem. Someone who's a Toshish Koyach, yes, you'll have this Oman of Yosem. But someone who's a Shtoltzi person, and he's not a Toshish Koyach, you will not have the Issa of Amon v'yosem loisan, and even late Rashi. Fine. Okay. But bottom line is, Parshas. If that, yes, I'm moed. If the mal was a man of Yosem, avada he kahir yevel oizanim. The mal was not a man of Yosem. It's a big chiddush what he's saying. And if he would be right that you always over a man of Yosem loizanim, so by schiris paylum must have the same thing. But the payl is coming. He wants to be paid. You only over baltisha. Why aren't you over a man of Yosem loizanim? It's a shtick of a ray. You see from there that no, a man of Yosem loizanim is only by a man of Yosem, and it's not by all over. And Memele and Echnaim, but if the Malva is an Amon of Yosem, you're playing with fire. There's even another love of Amon of Yosem Leisanon, and Memele wouldn't even pass to even have the head of Baal Tisha of Osak Torah Ba'asokov, because now you have another Issa Deraisa to contend with, which is Amon of Yosem Leisanon.
When is one called the Yosem?
When is one called the Yosem? Good. A person called Yosem on basically until he gets married. Oh. It means until he has the ability to provide for himself. All right. Pashtus. All right. Yeah, all right. I don't know. We have to discuss that. Okay. I'm going to share with Ayla maybe another Issa Deraisa. There's an Issa in the Torah about Ta'ashik. You're not allowed to withhold. You're not allowed to do Oishik. You borrow money. You're not allowed to be Ma'ashik the Malva. What is Baal Ta'ashik going on? What is the case of Baal Ta'ashik? So that many Achrenim will learn that the Issa Baal Ta'ashik is across the board. Yes, every person, and who has to pay and delays payment every life is even Issa of Baal Ta'ashik. And my brother, they have a cash in the Gemara. Why the Gemara only chap on priest Baal Chayv Mitzvah? What happened to the love of Baal Ta'ashik? Okay, they have their cheshbonis, try to get out of the Gemara. What the cheshbon in the Gemara was. Truth be told, there's a many achrayinim starting from the Kesef Mishnah down. There's a Kesef Mishnah in Schiris Perg Yud Aleph Halacha Beis, but there's a lot. Many achrayinim. You could look. There's a smile over the ancient Lamates is mashma like that. The grip on the Risag over there is mashma. There's a Divra Yecheskel in the Nalev Beis. There's a Chuvisor of Moshe who names around for Pashas and Yeredei Chelek Beis. Simon Samakvavan of Beis. And many Achronim will learn that Baal Ta'ashik is only when you're Koifa Bakol. Love to have a Koifa, but when you deny payment or you refuse to ever make a payment. But if I tell you I'm going to pay you tomorrow, not today, you might be a bad boy for Baal Tisha, might be a bad boy for Priest Baal Chayv Mitzvah, or I'm one of Yosem Loizanun, but you're not even Issa Baal Ta'ashik. Baal Ta'ashik means when you refuse to pay the guy back indefinitely. That's Baal Ta'ashik. So Mamel Pashas, that's why there wouldn't be a Baal Ta'ashik over here. Pashas. If you use a tactic of Lech V'shoiv to accomplish not paying indefinitely, then in a kanami, then you will be over Baal Ta'ashik. Means if this is your modus operandi, oh, come back tomorrow and you make it difficult for the Malva and you keep on delaying till the Malva will be Michael, you'll forget about you, and you have no interest and no intent of ever paying the guy back, yet then you're already over Baal Ta'ashik even by saying a Lech V'shoiv, and that's a Mufush Shechinuch. And Reish Chav Ches, the Mufush says such a case, if you say Lech V'shoiv, but your intent is not to pay back, you're already over Baal Ta'ashik. Okay. It's by Poland, you might also have a Baal Ta'ashik. Again, but that's only if you don't refuse to pay back indefinitely. Right, that's what Taka says in Shinam Metes. If you don't plan on paying back a Poland, you take over Baal Ta'ashik. But Baal Tisha is why I want to pay you. I want to pay you tomorrow. I won't be over Baal Ta'ashik. And really, it's a Kseis HaChoshin. The Kseis says like this. It's a Nafkamina La'alocha in Lamdis as well. The Kseis says in Reish Tzadi Dalet Sifkot Aleph, he brings out Tashbats. The Tashbats says, there's Aloha, Kaifa Bibikodin is a Gazlan. So on the Baal Ta'ashik, he turns into a Gazlan. The significance is that he's already Chayiv Bo'insin. Every Gazlan is Chayiv Bo'insin. So if he's Kaifa in a Pekodin, where's my Pekodin? Give me it back. I don't have your Pekodin. Right now he became a Gazlan, and if something happens to the Chayfids, he's going to be Chayiv Bo'insin. What happens if he tells the guy, oh, you sure I have your Chayfids? I'll give it back to you tomorrow. And I don't want to give it back to you today. Tomorrow I'll give it back to you. What's the halacha? The Tashbat says he's a koifa bibikodin, menas a gazan, he's oiva Baal Ta'ashik, he is doing oishik, and he's chayv ba'intzin. Zaktik Tzoyis, he argues with the Tashbats, and he says no. He says, since over here he's not being koifa bibikodin indefinitely, he's only been koifa for a day, he is not doing oishik, and a male is not chayv ba'intzin. Zaktik Tzoyis. So you see the same concept, that if the guy is not holding on, withholding it forever, that's not Oishik. That's not going to have a Chiyav of Ointzen. That's not going to be over the Issa Baal Ta'ashik.
Or he never was Yotze from the din of Baal of being holding the code. Because of the special din, because you become a Gadol, like this, he wasn't Yotze from there.
Okay.
But he's holding the code the way he's supposed to be holding it. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. Why is it Chiyav of Ointzen? Because then he's doing what he's not supposed to be doing.
Okay.
He's
He's not supposed to give it back to him when I ask him for it.
Fine, but he's doing what he's doing. What
he was hired to do. Sorry. I know, but I'm saying, but he doesn't have to give it back to me now. I'm asking back. That's not. But not today. But I want it today.
But it's not
me. Okay, fine. Maybe what you're saying now might help Akashic, and I'm about to say Akashic. There's a Machan Ephraim and Huchas Milva, Simon Mem, and the Avni Meluim, which is the Ksais himself, the Avni Meluim and Kuf Yudalit, Sufkan Aleph, they're both Neman. That if a guy owes money and he withholds payment, even for a day, he tells the guy, I'm not paying you today, I'll pay you tomorrow, and it's already payment is due, they both say he's already Chayiv Bo'insin. Let me bring out the case. Mamish, you'll see what I mean. If a guy borrows a saw of Paris, saw by saw, I borrowed a loaf of bread, and I have to pay you back a loaf of bread. When am I going to pay you back? Tomorrow I'm going to pay you back this loaf of bread. And I don't pay you back tomorrow. You ask it to me for the loaf of bread. I say, you know what? I'm paying it today. I'll pay you next week the loaf of bread. And in the meantime, the price of the bread drops. It used to be worth $2, and now, Baruch Hashem, now bread's only worth $1.50. Now, how, a week later, do I pay you back $1.50 worth of bread, or do I pay you back $2 worth of bread? Right now it's only worth $1.50. I borrowed a loaf of bread, so I pay you a loaf, which is only $1.50. Zok Avni Mulum, Zok Makavraim, they tie up a halach and Ebenezer, that no, Hayois, when it was due, it was worth, at that time, $2. And you were kaifa in that payment, you refused to make that payment, even though you say you're going to pay him the next week. But you refuse to make that payment, you become a gazlin, yechayiv be'ainzin, and memeli, you already owe $2. That's a shasak zela. The shasak zela is right now, when you owe the $2 worth of bread, and you refuse to pay. Does that mean from there? B'chayri, z'fush araya. Not like what I'm saying. You see from there, that if a person has to pay, it's time to pay, and he's delaying that payment a week or whatever it is, not indefinitely, just a little bit, tomorrow I'll pay you. He's already nasa gazan v'chai bointen. What gzeil is this? Pashas a gzeil of Oishik. That's the Oishik, that withholding payment. That's the Baal Tashik. So he's v'chai v'gzeil is chai bointen.
Does he have to pay a loaf of bread or money?
A loaf of bread. Oh, well, now when he's a gazan, I don't know, he made up the chachila paying a loaf of bread. So maybe he'll have to pray bread worth $2, or bread $1.50 plus another 50 cents.
Why?
No, I'm saying he still has to pay the value of $2. Maybe he could pay $2 worth of bread, so he'll have to pay a loaf and a third. But he owes $2. Because he's a gazlan on $2. That was a shasek zeila. He refused to pay v'nase gazlan, which is like what I said before from the Bach. V'nase gazlan. He's not paying on time. He's a gazlan. He's chayiv bointzin. It's a nafka min al halacha. Not just the yisurim.
He's getting the same thing. He's getting his bread back.
Yeah, but right now it's only worth $1.50. So you stole from me $2.
I got bread.
What happens if a gazlan steals a loaf? He comes in the middle of the night. He raids your refrigerator. He steals your loaf of bread. And he eats it up, and a week later, the nail bread went down to $1.50. He wants to pay it back. He pays back $1.50. No, he's paid $2. He stole $2.
No, but the loaf.
Is he allowed to pay it back in bread?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Pay back a loaf and a half, or a loaf that he does.
A loaf and a third, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Well, yeah, so he'll pay it back. But now, that was the shasak gzeil. The gzeil, it's not the ribbis, it's gzeil. It's not a loaf, it's a gazlan. He stole $2. He was.
I stole bread. I give you bread.
Give me bread, but you stole $2 worth of bread. You got to give me $2 worth of bread.
I don't eat money. I eat bread.
But you ate $2. If you are, let's say a regular, I'm giving you a marshal, a gazan who actually comes into my refrigerator and or freezer, or whatever, and steals my bread. And he stole bread worth $2. And now the bread went down. He ate that bread and now he wants to pay me. He pays me $2. He can't give me a loaf of bread. He stole from me a value of $2. He owes me $2.
He still has the same bread.
If it's a ban, then he gives it back.
No,
okay.
But this isn't
thought
as a gzela.
When? No, here it's a catch. He'll never have. Here he'll never have the same thing. That's what I'm saying.
No, it's not as a home became money.
I'm saying he never has what? There's no item that's his that he can say Aresh Kol Fanag on. He has a chayv that it's due, and he refused to make that payment. That chiddush. He turns into a gazan on that payment that he withheld.
Money,
no, I'm saying on that what he should be paying, that withholding that payment is a gazan and it's chayv bointzin on that payment, and now it's chayv bointzin. If it goes down, he still has to pay that amount. But I'm just showing you from there, Rabbi, I'm showing from there that even though he only delayed payment, he didn't deny payment indefinitely. He only delayed payment for a day or a week. He's a chayv the Oitin, he is a Gazan. So Lachayr, it's a Stius Ksois with Al Nimlum. Same person. Ksois, Nemzon, not like the Tashbates. He argues with Tashbates. No, no, no. If just because you delayed giving back a guy's Pekodin, you're not a Gazan. Ha'oishik is only Mamish if you refuse ever to pay the guy back. And he himself goes along. It's exactly like the Tashbates over there in Evanezah. Says the same thing. You withhold payment even for a day. You're a Gazan. What's going on?
Why do you equate payment with money? Why do you equate it with the object you stole?
And therefore, how does that help you?
I stole a loaf of bread, I returned.
I'm thinking, halok and hukas gzela. If you steal, if the bread is be'en, you can give back the bread. If it's gone, you chayv the value that it was, kishasa gzela. And when I stole, it was worth $2, I got to give back $2 worth of value. I don't care what it was, bread, I don't care what it was. I got to give back $2 worth of value. Oh, so the chayv is a stira. What are we going to do to be miyash of this stira?
You just told me, you give back the $2 worth of value. That's a loaf of bread.
No, the bread right now worth only $1.50 because it went down. The value is $2. Yeah. And right now it's only worth $1.50, so you got to give me back more bread. All right. So there's a Mishpat Shalom. Rabbi Yisai, Mishpat Shalom says a beautiful, beautiful chilek. He doesn't do it to answer up to Ksais. He says it by himself. But with his chilek, he can answer up to Stira. Mishpat Shalom in Simin Reish, Siv Zayin, and Siv Kotin Yud Beis, it's a long, so I'll give you the Divya Maschel Venira. Over there he makes the following chilek, a whole different way to learn up to Ksais. He says like this. He says, Avada, if the guy delays payment even for a minute, a day, whatever it is, avada is chayv bo'inzin. Avada, just like the Avnei Melum, the Machne Ephraim, and even the Ksais is made it to that. But that's because, why are you delaying payment? Because you want to still be mishdamish in that payment. I owe you $100. You know what? I'd rather use $100 still today. I still need it to do something with. I'll pay it tomorrow. So you're withholding the payment for yourself. Withholding the payment for yourself, even for a day, you're a gazan. That's oishek chai bo'inzin, no problem. The ksois' case, the bekodin I'm not using. I'm not being mishdamish with it for myself. I have nothing out of the bekodin's bekodin. Now I use it. I'm not being mishdamish with your bekodin. So I'm doing nothing from it. That's pshat in the ksois. The ksois is that koifa bekodin, if it's only for a day, is because there's a chiddush akra called koifa bekodin is chayv bo'inzin. That chiddush akra of the ksois is limited to only if you koifa it indefinitely. The fact that you push off a day, that's not the koifa bekodin that the Torah was talking about. Does not say gazlan. Either the fact that you're delaying payment, good, you're talking a bad boy, but you're not doing it for yourself. You're not delaying giving back the bekodin because you want to use the bekodin for yourself. You're not taking gzela inherently. What's gzela? Gzela is, I'm taking your thing for me. I want your thing. That's gzela. Mazik is, I break your thing. I don't take it for me. Gzela is, I take your thing for me. That's, I'm not taking it for me. It's because it's sitting by me. I just don't want you to have it back, but I don't need it. Or I am too busy now, whatever it is. I don't want to give it back to you.
I have bits in my store window. Bits in my store window.
I have a pawn
shop that's in my store window, so I have benefits, but it looks like I have a lot of things.
Yeah, so if you could somehow make a shtamshes out of it, maybe we could say. But no matter, kaifa pipa kodin.
Oh, I have this. Because it belongs to a book, so I just don't have access to it. The master is out of your
Okay, fine. That's rather similar to what Shlomi was saying before. And that's why I said, like Shlomi's vote, you could also answer this there. He tined it, that a different love this. And that is that until now you were a Shema, and well, that means it's his item, until now you were a Shema, to undo that matter of Shema, you need a Xeris, a cause, a call, a kaifa, a begotten. Mashayin came by Havah, that you're not a Shema, and you're withholding payment, even withholding payment for a day, you're already Nasa Gazan, already Chai Boynton, you're doing a Noishek. If that Teretz is right, Rabbi Yisai, so then now we have to scratch our heads. So then Kumtois, you have a Malkin Ephraim, and you have a Avni Melumahol, that even delaying for one day is Chai Boynton, is a Gazlan. And Pashas, it's a Noishek, right? So then a Bazai, why over here is the Machab is saying, Aslek Vishoy, what the Gemara says, a priest Bachayv Mitzvah, back to Achronim's Kasha, what am to Oishek? Should we over love the rice of Baal Tashek? It's Oishek, it's Gzela, withholding payment even for a little bit, it's Baishek, it should be Baal Tashek. I don't have a great, I know there are many Achronim behold that it doesn't pass Baal Tashek in such a case. I don't have a great Teretz. The only thing I can suggest is that the whole Avnei Melum Nakavayim, I'll be honest with you, is a blitz chiddush. How do you do gzela? Where's the maisa gzela? On what? Where was your item that I I didn't pay you back. I didn't pay back the $100 in my pocket that's mine. I didn't pay you that money. So I'm a gazan on my $100. What am I a gazan? I'm a gazan on the payment. Where's that chayfitz that I'm a gazan? I don't know how it fits into Torah. The Torah has Moshe, kakoyis, oh, that's by Gnev, the Meyutim. Okay, but Gzela is taken on Meyutim. But where was my mice Gzela? Where's my Gzela? What was the Gzela on? So if the Mechadish, that there's a chiv ointzin, and I talk after. Try to understand it, but I could suggest at least that's only the benegiah to chiyuv ointzin. But to have a lav of the Torah, you need a ma'aseh gzeila. I didn't do a ma'aseh gzeila. It was everything b'shev atas. I didn't touch your stuff. Didn't do anything to your stuff. So maybe it's like sort of you can have a chiyuv ointzin, but not have the isurei ha'Torah, the lav of the raisa of gzeila or b'al tahashek memela. That's why the Gemara has come on to priest b'al chayv mitzvah and had a come on to b'al tisha, because the issa of b'al tahashek you're not going to have unless you kofer indefinitely. Then you'll have b'al tahashek. Without that, you will not be over b'al tahashek like the achrenim amavur. I'm asking some machlekes achrenim. Like I said, other achrenim yes to kash in the Gemara and come up with other tirutzim why the Gemara chapped on priest b'al chayv and not b'al tahashek. So machlekes whether past b'al tahashek. But at the end of the day, there's what to talk about. That means besides anisa b'al tisha, we now have three other derises. We have a priest b'al chayv mitzvah. We have a man of yosam loisanun, and now we have another issa pashtes or possibly of b'al tahashek. Three isurei deraisa of a loiva who delays payment, not denies payment. Not because Kaifa Bagal just says, come back tomorrow. A very nice edel thing. Oh, not today, tomorrow. That not today, tomorrow could be three deraises besides a Baal Tisha. Just to.
Is it possible that the fact that he delays payment creates a change in matzav from being a shomer to a status?
Well, the delaying payment, he was never shomer in the first place. He's only a loiva. Saying, so it's easy. He was never. Right.
The fact that he delays returning it changes the status that it gives him a certain kinyan, is it?
Well, he always had the money. The mulat zana, the money in his pocket is always his. So that's what I'm trying to say. Where was your maisa gzeila? That needs a bit a hagdarian.
That status creates the maisa gzeila. That's what I'm trying to.
But on what? On what item was the maisa gzeila on? Where is the Nigzal's item? Where's the Mavas item that I stole? Okay, I just want to be messiah. One more thing, Rabbi Yisai, is that not only in El Say Lake Vashayv for all these Asurim, but you can't be mishtamet. A lot of people, unfortunately, out of desperation, what they do is they make it difficult for the malva to collect, and therefore, or if there's a shailis, not of halva, and other areas, mazik, whatever the chiyuvim are, and they make it difficult for their baal chayv to collect, hoping to cut a deal or something, take a 50 cents on a dollar, you know, it's like whatever it is, and it's a way that they extort from the mouth to give them a break, they'll pay up or whatever it is. That's a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Yud Bei Sivvav. It says, "Also liishamet kedei sheyisratza halal la'asos imay pshara." You can't dray around at all to hope to achieve a pshara, to cause the mavu to make a pshara with you. And if you do it, and even the mavu said, okay, fine, I'll take 50 cents on a dollar, and you're given that 50 cents, you still did not satisfy that chayb, you're still liable for that chayb, even though the mavu said that, but he only said it because you forced him, because you drank him a cup, and until you give him everything in whole. You got to give him in whole, and if you don't, you do these dreidlach, you're not yoitza. Even a guy cuts a deal in his mouth, you are not yoitza.
What are you
over? Gzela. You owe him the $100 and you're forcing to accept 50 cents on the dollar. That's gzela. You owe him the other 50 cents. And that's gzela. There was a tshuva to Rav Moshe, the Rebbe of a Rebbe sent him a shayla, money that he borrowed to save people during the war, and he had cheshbonos why he might not be mechuyev to pay back. We once discussed it because he was Isaac in Hatzolos Nefoshes. But Ramosha, it was a two-part shayla, and Ramosha writes him back in the tshuva, and he says that on one part Yavadi Chayiv, and on the other part of the money is a Safik, and then he lays to Ramosha for good measure, and he says, but the part that you already now know, because I'm telling you that you already owe, Don't wait till you go to the Rav to be Mavar the second Chelek and you go wait then to pay everything. No, the part that I already told you, you got to pay now, you're also for you to Dre, and the part that's a Suffolk, that you tuck away till you go to a Din Torah. But the part that I'm telling you that, you got to pay now, you can't, and I have it so many times in Din Torah, the Nitva acknowledges that he owes some of the money, but he uses that a tactic. He'll withhold the payment hoping to cut some type of a deal. Bezin will make a pshara. He'll use that towards the pshara. Some kind of deal. It's also to do. What you know that you owe, you got to pay. You can't play games. It's only on the chelek that you don't know. You have a right to go to a din Torah.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.